So my name's Warren, and for those of you who don't know me, which I think it's most of you, I should sort of fill you in on how the hell I became a sysadmin. I was at UNE in Armidale doing my bachelor's back in the late 80s, and in 89 I was given the job of sysadmin for the maths department up there, and they had a pyramid and a Sonos running 3.5, Sonbox running 3.5, and I was playing with Minix as a hobby. Now, I have to tell you that I'm not really a sysadmin because that was the only sysadmin job I ever had and only lasted for about 8 months. So, I'm not a real sysadmin.
You're faking it.
That's right.
That's right. Like, you're teaching it, so that's okay.
Well, no, but I mean, I wanted to let you know that I'm not, you know, I haven't been out there for 10 years doing it. You know, I've hadn't stuck my toe in the water. And then, at the end of 89, I came down to Canberra, and because I was interested in Minix, how many people have heard of Minix as an operating system? Oh, good, okay. Educational cut-down version of Unix. The early versions were, you had to basically know everything in order to get it installed, like sort of like Linux 4.1. So,
that's Malcolm Newey's favourite operating system, isn't it?
Yeah. It really means you learn how the hell things work and how to install stuff. So I set up a little box, because I was playing with Minix. I started a little FTP site for it down in Canberra, running on an XT with a 30 megabyte hard disk. And an 8-bit Ethernet card, so that was fun. But obviously NOS on top of MS-DOS is not the right, nicest way of running a site, so and Linux came out and it looked a bit too immature, so I thought, I'll stick with Minix for a bit, and then 386 BSD came out, and so given that I liked Unix, I thought, I'll switch to it over MS-DOS, and followed it translated into FreeBSD. So I've sort of been administering my own little box ever since, and now the box is a FreeBSD mirror. For those people who know the darker side of me, it hosts the PUPS archive.